Good evening and welcome to Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. Tonight on the show, we're going to tell you about a great event coming a week from this Saturday. It's to raise awareness about a nonprofit group here in town that works with individuals with disabilities called ACT. It's a roller derby exhibition with the Como Derby theme. So we're going to tell you about the event. We'll tell you a lot more about ACT as they celebrate their 40th anniversary and all about the sport of roller derby, as we've got guests from both ACT and from the Como Derby Dames. So strap on your helmet and get ready to roll. Thinking Out Loud is coming up next here on KBIA. All right, it's Thinking Out Loud from KBIA. Tonight we're going to tell you about a really fun event that is coming up a week from this Saturday. August the 8th is the date at 5 o'clock over at Father Tolton High School on the south side of Columbia. And it is for ACT, a nonprofit here in town that I've gotten involved with. And we're going to tell you more about here in just a few moments. Alternative community training that does some great stuff. And it's going to involve the Como Derby Dames roller derby team. And if you've never seen roller derby, this is going to be a chance for you to get out and enjoy it and just have a blast. It's a free event, and it's going to just be an awful lot of fun happening there at Father Tolton on the 28th. And here to tell us more about the event and about what's going on with ACT is their executive director. The ED of ACT is Mark Hosmer. Kaylin Ramsey is with us, also from ACT, who helped put this event together. Kaylin, welcome.
Hello.
And Kelly Mesker is here, better known as Mesher Up, and she is part of the Como Derby Dames and will be out there skating on the 8th. And welcome. Great to have you here as well.
Hi. It's great to be here.
Mark, I want to start by talking to you and have you just kind of explain for people that aren't familiar with it what ACT's all about.
ACT is a nonprofit organization. We have been around, obviously, for 40 years, and we provide support and services to individuals with disabilities, and at current supporting over 400 individuals every year across four core programs. That includes a day program that supports about 110 individuals Monday through Friday. We have a community living program supporting about 60 individuals in existing housing throughout mid-Missouri. We have a employment program that serves probably close to 150 people annually, and we help job seekers with disabilities get connected with community jobs, and mm-hmm. So that's a very big part of what we do. And the last program, the newest program that we do, is called In-Home Services. In-Home Services reaches out to children and adults, but predominantly children who live in their natural homes with their families and just need a little bit of extra time from somebody every week, usually. It can be individual skill development. It can be respite care. It can be something a little more intense, such as behavior a consultation, too, working on some strategies to help family members cope a little bit better with a hard-to-manage child in their home.
And this event on Saturday the 8th is part of kind of a group of events and a lot of things that are going on as a celebration of the 40th anniversary of ACT. And tell us the story just kind of briefly here and how this all got started 40 years ago. I know you weren't there 40 years ago. You've been around for a long time, but not that long.
38 years ago I was hired. Wow. So I go back close to the beginning, but not quite. Yes, must have been hired as a child, right? So in any case, when I came down in 1977, 2 years after we were established, as a private school on the campus of Woodhaven, which was still mm-hmm. located south of Columbia. It was a private school that supported probably 150 or so children that lived on that campus. And as that population aged, so did the need for educational services. When the school eventually closed in the mid-1980s, there were probably fewer than 45 or so children in that school. But by that time, we started reaching out to the community, too, not just providing the services to the population who lived on Woodhaven's campus, but the general community throughout Columbia as well. And we focused early on just the employment services area and on day services, and we found that there was a need. There were some unmet services that were needed across our community, and so that really got things going. And then we changed our name in the mid-1980s.
Over the time that you've been associated with ACT, you've seen, I'm sure, an incredible evolution in how, rather than we're going to put them in a facility and keep them from hurting themselves, to them being a lot more independent and active.
Yes, the school of thought is so different today than it used to be. I mean, 35 years ago, we followed a medical model. We looked at people with disabilities and said, what is wrong with them? And we tried to establish goals and objectives that would help fix that. We would say, yeah, what's wrong with people? Today, it's really 180 degrees different. We look at everyone, people with even significant disabilities, and say, what are your dreams? What are your interests? What are your desires? We look at the capacities and interests that every person has, because everybody does have unique interests, and we start building plans around that more than what's wrong. And so that really is a different focus. And we do it in different settings, too, as you said, Darren. What we focus on now is getting people involved in our communities as much as possible, and that's really what ACT is all about, connecting with the community.
I feel like this is probably a good time to just jump in real briefly and acknowledge, in the interest of full disclosure, my own connection. I am a member of the board of directors of ACT, and one of my kids is involved with them as an individual with disabilities. Was able to go through some training with the help of ACT and some other organizations in food service, and is now working at a restaurant. ACT helped him find a job at a restaurant here in Columbia and doing real well there. So this, I talk a lot about events, and I talk a lot about nonprofit groups and different things going on in the community. This is one that's particularly close to my heart and that I've got my own involvement with, and they do some terrific stuff that I've gotten to see firsthand. Kaylin, as we start talking about getting ready for 2015 and the 40th anniversary and this event on August the 8th over there at Tolton High School, what are the goals of this event, and kind of talk about how it got put together?
Well, it got put together because Mark said, we're turning 40, we want an event, and I don't want it to be a boring chicken dinner or a 5K, which I'm not saying anything's wrong with those, but he wanted something different, something unique, something to really draw the community's attention. And it was the same time the Derby Dames had come back to Columbia from Jeff City. So I contacted Kelsey Mesher Up and said, why don't you partner with us and we can do a really fun event and hopefully get some people at this event that don't normally come to your bouts, get you a different crowd.
And there's been some tremendous success already as far as people wanting to get plugged in, right?
Yes, yeah. Out of the gates, we had, when we first started getting the word out, we got close to 100 people registering. And then when we got the Save the Dates out, we jumped up to 200, and it keeps going up, so.
That's fantastic. Now, we're going to get Kelsey in here in just a moment and talk about some of the specifics of how roller derby works and what the Derby Dames are all about. But in a broader term, talk about the event on August the 8th and kind of what's going to happen and what everybody can look forward to when they get out there.
Doors will open at 4:30 over at Tolton High School. The event will start at about 5. We've got Flat Branch Beer that will be there, 100% wines. If you haven't heard of the company, great company, so please check them out online. And event will start around 5. We'll also have concessions, free entry, but concessions will cost and cash only. And if I can say, Darren, we have some amazing sponsors.
Absolutely.
We have Joe Mockins, Toyota Scion, Flat Branch, of course, Missouri Cotton Exchange, Columbia EDP, MasterTech, LeBrunery, Williams Keepers, the Insurance Group, Caledon Virtual, and more source. We also have more, but those are the top dogs.
Those are the ones that have been very deeply involved, and yes, they've all done great stuff. But Mark is somebody that was there almost from the very beginning of this. I want to mention Mockins in particular, because these guys have been plugged in since day one, right?
Yeah, absolutely. One of our founding board members was Joe Mockins, obviously a well-known name in this community.
Sure.
And since I couldn't go all the way back to the first day, I did reach back, though, and say, we do have a connection. So Joe's two sons, Dave and Joe Jr., will be at the event and speaking and becoming involved in our celebration that night, which is really exciting.
That's terrific. That's really terrific. We're talking with Mark Hosmer and Kaylin Ramsey. They are with ACT. Again, their website is online. It is actservices.com. FatherTolton.org. The event is coming up on August the 8th. It's at Father Tolton High School. It's on the south side of Columbia. Getting on a map may be the best idea, but if you're familiar with that part of town, and there's the new Discovery Parkway, and it's just to the that way where the sun goes down, west of US 63. It took me a second there. West of 63, right there by the Discovery Parkway, and there's not a ton of stuff out there yet. I think there will be 5 or 10 years from now. It looks like it's really booming, but for the moment at least, once you get out there, you'll spot Father Tolton right away. It's a beautiful building, and we want to certainly express our appreciation to the folks out there at Father Tolton for allowing them to use their facility. It's a beautiful gym. I got the chance to check it out when I was out there the other day. Kelsey Mesker is here with the Como Derby Dames and Measure Up.
Measure Up, that's
as you
it.
Are,
that's
as you are known when you strap on the skates and the helmet and go out there.
Yes, when I put my mean face on.
Talk about this sport, because this is something I think people have a very vague idea about. Maybe they saw shots of it from the past, but it's really starting to kind of catch on and become very popular again. And just talk about how this all works.
Right. So roller derby, you might remember in the 1970s, was this late night kind of wrestling kind of aspect sport on a bank track where girls, you know, elbow each other and punch each other on roller skates, and it was great. Around 2003 in Texas, they kind of brought it back. And with it coming back, it's also transitioned from a bank track to a flat track, which is really great in terms of we can play roller derby anywhere. We have a large flat space now. So it's basically, I describe it, football on roller skates in terms of it is a full contact sport. We wear a bunch of pads and a helmet and a mouth guard to keep us safe, but there's really no holds bar when it comes to hitting each other. It's more of a really regulated sport now in terms of we have a governing body like the NFL, like the NBA. We have the Women's Flat Track Derby Association, WFDA, and they are in charge of the rule set and referees and sanctioning bouts. So we play this like a real sport. It really comes down to athleticism as well as sportsmanship in terms of how roller derby is played today, and a little less of the stage fights and wrestling and punching. You'll still see a great show, lots of big hits, lots of bruises, girls in booty shorts that's hung around. Mostly for, I know, the agility of it all.
Yeah, but, I'm sure that's the reason, yeah.
But it's really grown as like an empowering kind of roots in feminism of a sport. So our league, specifically in Columbia, really identifies as a safe space for women to really express themselves both athletically and, you know, in a community setting.
Now, you're starting to kind of get into an area that I wanted to explore, which is I want to know what got you turned on to this sport and why you're doing this.
Right. So I was a longtime soccer player. I played soccer here in Columbia at Hickman High School. And so I've been an athlete my whole life. And when I got to college at Mizzou, it was too big of a school to kind of continue playing soccer. So I took some time off. And in my grad school program here in the Women's and Gender Studies program at Mizzou, I met a couple of women who played the sport. And I was a little, you know, intimidated at first. And I went to a bout and saw them roller skating and hitting each other. And I thought to myself, this is not for me. I cannot roller skate. But here in Columbia, we have beginners nights every Monday nights. I decided to check it out. And thanks to some really great instructors and some really great teammates, I caught on quickly and learned to skate and learned to hit. And that was about 2 years ago. So I've been skating for 2 years now with the Como Derby Dames and loving every minute of it. Only a couple times do I question myself. Of like, why am I doing this? I have a giant bruise everywhere. So
the next morning when you wake up a little sore, I imagine that's going to be the case.
This past weekend when we were skating two bouts in an unair-conditioned space, I questioned my decisions hard that weekend.
Imagine so. The event again is August 8th. It's a week from this Saturday. They'll open the doors up at 4:30. It starts at 5 o'clock at Father Tolton High School, the Como Derby Dames, in an exhibition, and it's part of a celebration of the 40th anniversary of ACT. Again, actservices.org has all the information. You could sign up there if you'd like to, or just come on out. It is free, as Kaylin mentioned. There will be food and drink there, and you'll be paying for those. But as far as just coming out and watching the skaters, it will that'll all be free. And Kelsey's website, ComoDerbyDames.org. I know you guys, you mentioned that you had a doubleheader in one day recently. I know you got back not too long ago from Indianapolis. It looks like things are going well for you guys.
You know what? It's been a really awesome season. It's hard because we are a skater-owned and operated organization. So we are a nonprofit technically in Columbia. So we run our own stuff, and we run on skater dues and donations from the community. So that makes it rough to like hire a coach. So right now we don't really have a coach. We're a skater coach. And so whenever your coach is, you know, your teammate on the bench, you kind of want to like punch him in the face sometimes. But but we get through it. And it was a really great end to our all-star travel season here in Indianapolis we just had. And now we're about to kick off our home team season, where we divide our league into two teams, the Brass Knuckle Bettys versus the Astronauties, and we play each other. So those bats will be coming up in the fall.
And one of the things that people love about this, and I know you guys probably have a great deal of fun with this, is coming up with these names.
Yeah.
I mean, do you guys just like sit around and throw names off of one another?
A lot of people come up with names and then are bummed that they already have a name. Like, that happens a lot, is that we like all think of funny names for new people. But yeah, it's part of the tradition, and it used to be a little harder to come up with names because you didn't want to pick a name that someone else had had. But now roller derby is so giant in the United States that you just kind of check the teams you play and see if they have a similar name. And if they don't, you don't worry about it. You just grab a name, and whether or not a giant superstar in New York has it or not, it doesn't really matter because we're in Columbia not going to play them. So
it's going to be happening on August the 8th, 5 o'clock, over at Father Tolton High School. And with this event, as you're connecting with ACT, I understand you guys do this quite a bit, that you connect with other nonprofits in the community and do events with them, which is terrific.
Right. We, the Como Derby Dames, first and foremost, we're a community organization. So one of our major league goals is to be a great community member and to outreach with the Columbia and Mid-Missouri community. So we've partnered with other nonprofits like ourselves. We've done the Columbia Urban Farms Hoot Nanny. We do the Salute to America parades. We do the Homecoming Parade. We do lots of stuff that we want to show the community that we're involved in things like that. And when ACT came to us, we were super excited. First of all, I'd never heard of an event featuring roller derby for a 40th celebration. So I was really excited about the idea. And they've been super supportive of us. And this is just a great chance for two awesome community groups coming together to really have a great impact by spreading awareness for both groups and just having fun. I'm really excited to have some fun in the name of fundraising and awareness for a really great cause.
And I mentioned the fact your website is ComoDerbyDames.org. You mentioned that you've got a season coming up.
Yes.
And just let people know real briefly about that. I mean, I know there's going to be people that will probably experience you for the first time out here at this event next Saturday on the 8th over at Father Tolton and say, oh, this is fun, man. We got to take our especially I imagine people with kids, little girls who kind of think you guys are awesome.
I signed a couple autographs this year and I felt really, really cool. They're for children, but
yes,
I'll take it.
That's cool.
So on the August 8th is our demo bout for ACT, and then the following week on the 15th, we have our home team season opener, and that's at the Columbia Canine Sports Center. It's that big white tent-looking building off of the outer road of I-70 when you're heading towards St. Louis.
Okay.
And those bouts, they are $8 for tickets in advance, and you can get them in town at Mod V or at Red Wheel Bike Shop in Jeff City.
Okay.
Or online through our website. And then it's $10 at the door if you don't get a ticket beforehand. But they're really just fun events. We usually have a food truck there, and it's kind of bring your own chair, watch some roller derby, kind of just a chill, fun family event that we have. And we do have a limited number of tickets available based on our venue space. So if you're interested, I'd say get your tickets early and come with your cheering voice on.
Tickets are going fast.
Yes.
And you've been doing this for a couple of years. Talk about
how
fan support has been.
Fan support has been amazing. So we were in Jeff City my first year, last year, and we've been in Jeff City for the past 3-ish years because we couldn't find the space in Columbia that was big enough and that was cheap enough. We are a nonprofit. We don't make a lot of money. So,
sure.
So we did a giant crowdsource fundraiser last year to raise $10,000 so we could buy our own floor so that when we did find a venue big enough, we could put down the floor to skate on it. And we had our homecoming bout in January, like Kaylin mentioned, and we had over 600 people there. And
that's great.
We had been having maybe 50 people in Jeff City, just, you know, our parents and friends and family coming, just cheering us on in Jeff City. So even coming back to Columbia has been amazing. And we have great sponsors and great support when we skate around downtown and when we skate in parades. People seem to really enjoy us, and we love this community, and we love our fans. And frankly, I'll do whatever to get fans there, because we love people, and we love having them cheer us on. So
these guys do a good job of getting the word out there on all the social media stuff. If you can look for them on Facebook or Twitter, the Como Derby Dames, and again, comoderbydames.org. Kaylin, we've got the event coming up next Saturday, the August the 8th, but 40th anniversary is kind of a year-long thing. Talk about what else is going on with ACT over the course of the year.
Well, we also have the Como Gives coming up in December, which we participated in last year for the first time and raised over $13,000.
Yeah, we did awesome.
Yes, we did. The Como Gives as a whole raised over $200,000 with over 50 nonprofits involved. So although it's not technically part of our 40th, we could really use the funds to provide additional services for people that we support. So please, through the month of December, check us out and check out comogives.org.
It's a wonderful opportunity, kind of in one fell swoop, to support organizations that you believe in, and we're really happy with the way things went for not only for ACT, but for all the organizations involved. Mark Hosmer is here with us as the executive director of ACT. And Mark, I kind of got to tell my story, but as somebody that's been there for nearly the entire existence of ACT, this has got to be an especially rewarding thing for you to see the organization doing as well as it is. And you mentioned the number of people, but each of those is individuals. And you get to talk with families, and you get to talk with these individuals and see what's happening with them and how ACT is able to contribute to their lives. And that's got to be very rewarding for you, man.
It really is. I could never have imagined it to have reached so many families and individuals that it has. I mean, we had a few people back then and a dream of trying to provide some services to some people who were not receiving services, and he says, well, let's give it a go. You know, we all had our resumes ready in the door drawers next to us and thinking, well, if it doesn't go well,
right,
we can do something else. And it just kept growing. The response has been fabulous. Columbia has been wonderful, very supportive, and we've worked with great partners and other stakeholders throughout the years, and that's important too.
I wanted to mention that because I certainly, with my own family's experience, that's a, regardless of how profound the disability might be, that's a tough thing when you've got a kid and you're learning that there are going to be challenges in his or her life, and there are a lot of wonderful organizations that do different things to help these kids. If somebody is discovering within their own life that they've got a child with a disability, talk about how you tell them to approach that, whether it's getting in touch with ACT or one of the other organizations. What's the best way to go about finding the support? Because it's out there, but people don't always know where it is and how to find it.
Yeah, and sometimes that's the greatest challenge, just really how to access services.
Right.
And how do you do that? You know, you can come certainly to an organization like ours, and you mentioned all of the other terrific organizations, and we are blessed in this community to have a great number of outstanding organizations, and we work with and partner with many of them in providing services. It's more of a collaborative effort than it is a competitive effort, and that makes for a good environment too. But specifically to access the services, there are two primary ways in which people come into ACT, and it is through either the Department of Mental Health Medicaid waivers. It's the Division of Developmental Disabilities, and to access that would be either through Boone County Family Resources or the local regional office, and
mm-hmm.
we can certainly get them in touch with that. And then the second area is our contract with the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation. For those people who are seeking jobs across the community, contacting them, getting assigned to a counselor, determining eligibility, can get them in touch with one of the providers locally.
And as we mentioned, there is an incredible reward that comes from working with these organizations. If somebody's interested in volunteering, or if somebody thinks, wow, that's something I could use in my life, maybe somebody's just retired or they've got a little bit of free time, maybe they had a kid with a disability and saw how groups like this can help them out. Talk about volunteer opportunities with ACT.
Yeah, you know, we do have volunteers from time to time, particularly at events and things of that nature, though,
okay.
Because I understand in providing services to people with very significant challenges from from time to time. We ask them to go through the same process of just as if we were hiring. So they have to be screened. They have to, you know, go through background checks and the other things too. But so it's primarily through events like these. And one of the areas that we reached out just on this particular event is to the Mizzou Athletic Department, which is kind of a neat one because we contacted them. They seemed very interested, and their response was, "Are you interested in volunteers, non-paid volunteers? Are you interested in developing a relationship that might have some paid opportunities?" And our response was both, so we're excited right now because we're talking to the Athletic Department about both of those opportunities.
I always like to remind people of an interview I did, and it's been quite a few years ago, with Cindy Mustard from Voluntary Action Center. And, of course, she was kind of plugged in with everything that was going on with volunteerism in the community. And I said, what's going on in this community that people ought to know about that they don't know? And she answered immediately. And that was the amount of time and the amount of effort and the amount of work volunteering that comes from the students in this town, from Mizzou, from Columbia College, from Stevens, from the other institutes of higher learning, whether it's the Greek organization, whether it's the athletic department, and you know I'm the sports director here and I'm very plugged in with the athletes. People would be astounded at how much community involvement there is from the Tiger athletes here in this town and all the different things that they do, and then just the students in general and how much volunteering they do. It's a remarkable amount of time, and they do some really great stuff.
That's absolutely true. And in addition to that, we've got nice relationships with different schools on campus, too. You know, we work closely with the Health Sciences Department at MU. We've worked closely with different groups at both Stevens and Columbia College as well. But, you know, speaking of you know, relationship in those areas, a lot of those students come over not just because they want to earn a few dollars, but because they want to get some valuable experience in an area that they might be looking at in their future. And this is going to be very valuable for them to consider. So
it's going to be a blast. Come on out and join us. I will be there as one of the MCs, and that's going to be something I am very much looking forward to. This will be my first doings with this particular sport, and I'm already starting to study up. Somebody bet me the other day that I didn't know how you score in roller derby, and I was able to describe how you score.
Way to go!
They'd offered to bet me $1,000 on it. I didn't hold them to it, but which is really a shame. Yeah. No kidding, but it's going to be a blast. Again, we're going to open doors up about 4:30, start everything off at 5, plenty to eat, plenty to drink, and it's going to be a blast with the Como Derby Dames. Remind you again, their website is comoderbydames.org, and you should check them out. The week after our event on August 8th, they will start their home season up, and so you can get excited about going out and supporting them. And then again, the 40th anniversary event for ACT is happening at Tolton High School. We'll open doors up at 4:30. Started up at 5 next Saturday, August 8th. You can find out about this event and everything else that's happening with ACT at actservices.org. From the Como Derby Dames, Measure Up, Kelsey Mesker, and from ACT, Mark Hosmer and Kaylin Ramsey, and thank you all very much for being here, and we will look forward to seeing you Saturday the 8th.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And that is our program for this evening, Thinking Out Loud, here on KBIA. Remember, you can follow Thinking Out Loud on Facebook, and you can follow me on Twitter at KBIA Morning. For Trevor Harris, I'm Darren Helwedge. Have a great evening.